Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Can't muck around because this man is so busy. Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au.
He's going to unearth the source at some stage, I'm sure.
Yes, we're talking about the Medibank private hack and how serious it is. Good morning, Trev.
It's lucky they're not officially called Medibank Private anymore, isn't it? Because that would be embarrassing given how public their information is.
I read something yesterday. I saw a sign saying Medibank Private. So they, I know they go
can't
under.
Can't be. It's not private anymore.
Well, not at all. But Trev, what is the latest? Is there a $10 million ransom now?
Yeah, so look, the latest is really quite simple. Yesterday, he released a lot of information online, and including conversations between Medibank and the hacker. And that included the hacker's encrypted email address. And so I emailed them and said, what's the ransom? We don't know. It's not been announced. And they replied this morning, check the blog. And so they'd updated their dark web blog post with a $10 million ransom. So they said the ransom's $10 million. We're prepared to go to $9.7 million, which is $1 per user. They said that's what we're asking for. So they're still wanting a ransom. Medibank's still not paying a ransom. And what they're doing is releasing more data every day. It's now 500 people's personal information, including medical details, have been released on the dark web.
What's the worst that can happen for someone if their information's released? If they say, up yours, we're not paying this. Like if I'm Paddy Gerard, you know, there's some embarrassing stuff about him, but what's the worst they could do?
Sheer embarrassment and ransom. Those are the two issues. And I think that's why we should talk about it a bit because, you know, this morning they released information that relates to pregnancies. So in previous days, I'd seen reference codes that talk about cocaine addiction or drug addiction or mental health issues. So if you're someone that has had one of those issues and you're a Medibank customer, you need to understand that there may be a situation where the hackers or other people send you a thing saying, look, we want you to pay $1,000 or we'll tell everyone about your problems. They may socially engineer you, find out who your partner is and email them and say, did you know that they had an addiction or something like that? So this is where it will go, is basically personal, embarrassment's the wrong word, but personal shame, personal exposure, and, you know, an attempt to get money out of individuals instead of Medibank.
Yeah, and sometimes for that individual, it could be humiliating for them, I could imagine too, Trev, in some
That's
cases.
That's right. If you've chosen not to tell someone that you had, you're checked into a clinic for a month because you weren't feeling great, then you chose not to tell your friends and family. That's your choice. So what I've been saying is this, we as a community, so think of our Central Coast community. We need to bandy around each other and say, you know what? I don't care. I don't mind what I hear about you. If I'm an employer, I don't care what I learn about my employees. You're a great staff member. It doesn't worry me what's happened in your past. We need to talk in those terms so that it devalues the threat.
Yeah.
Because the threat only exists if people are worried about others finding out. I'm not saying you need to come out and tell everyone your medical history. I'm just saying we all need to accept that we shouldn't be prying into other people's business. And if we do find out through an email or some other thing, we just ignore it and move on.
From here, Trev, could people's identity be stolen like my mate William Bottom? I think you used to work with him as well. Yeah. He's at 2GB in Sydney. And he had his identity stolen and it was an absolute nightmare for him.
Yeah, look, there's more information now out there about people than there ever has been. And so that makes it easier to steal identities. The good thing is we are changing processes around applying for loans and different things. So it will be harder to get credit, but it's much easier now to set up a fake Facebook account and know who the family and friends of people are and be able to answer questions like, okay, if you are really Paddy, tell me what your phone number is. And because I've got your phone number from a Medibank hack, I can say it. So it's just the social engineering that's going to become a problem.
And Trev, we were speaking about the other day, how do you go on the dark web?
Look, it's basically a separate internet. It's a separate set of computers, but they're all connected together. It's just that Google doesn't search them. So it's a different browser. It's not searchable. So you kind of need to be invited to the places on the dark web, and that's what makes it so sinister.
How did you get to be able to send an email to this supposed hacker?
Well, I worked over the last week to find the site that they were publishing their information on, and they published the email address that they've been using to communicate with Medibank. So I threw caution to the wind and sent them an email. I'm a Medibank customer. I think I deserve to know how much the ransom was and how much Medibank chose not to pay.
And I think the news has been saying the hacker's from Russia, is that right?
I'm pretty confident they're from Russia. They're using the same systems and engineering that a Russian group used a year or so ago before they were shut down by authorities. So it seems pretty clear that they're Russian.
All right, Chad.
Jeez. Mate. So it's not the same person that's pretending to be Paddy Gerard's number one fan because there's someone
that may be that same person. Mm-hmm. Vladimir, I think his name is.
Gee, pumping some tire air into Paddy's tires.
From EFTM.com. Thanks for taking time out for your Thursday, mate. I know you're really
busy. Boys.
Thanks, Trev.
No worries.
See you, buddy.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.